Hey there, pilgrims. Welcome back to Venture Pill.
Welcome back. Great to be back in the saddle with you, partner.
Yes, sir.
First up on this week's dose, you'll hear about Odyssey, a mushroom-based functional energy beverage that boosts energy, focus, and mood in their recent $6 million round of funding. Next, we have a Pilfolio update.
Ooh.
Ring the bell.
Alert.
As Better, which we covered back on episode 81, announced a $15 million funding round that boosts their valuation to $375 million. Not bad. As a refresher, and we'll get more into it in the episode, Better is a leading sports gaming and media company focused on enhancing the consumption of sports through entertainment.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And lastly, we'll tell you all about Exodigo, which just announced a $105 million Series A led by Greenfield Partners and Zeev Ventures. The company has developed groundbreaking technology to, here comes, map the underground. And good to be back with you, partner. Another great dose of startups to update the pilgrims on this week. So let's go.
Without further ado.
No ado necessary. Without any semblance of ado, ado not included.
Ado packaged separately.
Is he here, kid? You gotta just go for it. Don't think about what comes after or what came before. You just gotta bend your knees, take a deep breath, and jump.
This is Venture Pill, your weekly dose of startups and venture capital. We break down recent startups in the news and interview founders and investors to help you stay informed in the evolving world of venture. Okay, leading off this week's dose, we have Odyssey, a mushroom-based functional energy beverage maker that just raised $6 million in funding. The new funding round included strategic investor Richard Laver from Rocket Beverage Group, as well as existing investors. The round brings the startup's total funding to $14 million since launching their first drink 2 years ago.
Yeah, Odyssey's products tap into the health benefits of lion's mane and cordyceps mushrooms to produce a drink that combines an energy boost with 2,750 milligrams of, or 2.75 grams.
Okay, now.
big metric system guy over here. Of the mushrooms to promote brain performance and boost energy, focus, and mood.
Right, and it delivers all of these benefits without the notorious typical caffeine crash, artificial sweeteners, added sugar, or other kind of crappy ingredients associated with your typical traditional energy drink.
Yeah, so a bit of a different animal here, a lion's mane, if you will. you won't.
Nobody will.
You won't. but a little more background on how this was created. So founded by Scott Frohman, who's the CEO today, he first learned about the benefits of these mushrooms from a friend making mushroom powder to mix in drinks. And after adding it to his coffee, he loved the results, but did not like how the mushroom powder affected the taste and the texture. So he began working on Odyssey back in 21.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Mudwater, if you're familiar with that. I think that's totally a coffee alternative, like no caffeine, but similarly a blend of mushrooms and other ingredients that you don't necessarily need the caffeine, but it wakes your brain up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan of lion's mane. I'll put my hand up.
Okay.
I've used the supplement before, had a good experience with it, but it's expensive. And we'll get into the pricing here, but they got a pretty good thing going here at Odyssey.
You got to love a proprietary blend.
Herbs and spices. Yeah. But so yeah, they started back in 2021. Fast forward to today, the company has 11 SKUs, including flavors like passion fruit orange mango, dragon fruit lemonade, and blackberry lemon twist. Kind of sounds like...
Those sound good, but they're not quite as good as Liquid Death.
Liquid Death, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, it's not quite
you know,
mango chainsaw, things like that, but some good sounding flavors nonetheless. And the energy in these drinks comes from a combination of L-theanine, ginseng, and green tea caffeine. And there's less added sugar to minimize the jitters and later on the sugar crashes that are typically associated with traditional energy drinks.
Yeah, and for those who want even more of a caffeine boost, the company recently introduced the Odyssey 222, mm-hmm. or 222, from the amount of milligrams of caffeine in addition to the mushrooms in that one. So get a little more edgy there. yeah, and so Odyssey is in over 5,000 stores in Publix, CVS, Erewhon, and 7-Eleven.
Yeah, really cornering the market. And so we want to just take a step back and highlight the overall market here, you know, how much money is going into it in the first place. We got the numbers for you. The functional beverages market reached a value of nearly $147 billion in 2022, having grown at a compound annual growth rate, CAGR.
Give me that CAGR.
You know we love our CAGR here. Give me that. But that CAGR was 6.2% since 2017, so between 2017 and 2022.
That's legit.
The market is expected to grow from $147 billion in 2022 to $208 billion in 2027, this time representing a CAGR of 7.2%, so even slighter increase than the already impressive CAGR.
Yeah, that's accelerating. And honestly, that $147 billion up to $200 that's way bigger than some of these market sizes that we've cited
right.
before, which is surprising. I guess it includes coffee, like coffee, energy drinks. I don't know, but like, you know, that seems like one segment of so many segments within food.
Right.
I'm just a little bit surprised by that. Maybe I shouldn't be, but
yeah, maybe you shouldn't be, because we have a couple examples here that highlight that there's been venture funding being poured into the sector.
You're right. Incredible segue. Yeah. One comes to mind is Poppi, which is a prebiotic soda brand that contains less than 5 grams of sugar and 20 calories. They've raised $35 million in venture funding. You've also got Olipop, which I'm more familiar with, another player in the functional soda space. They've raised $40 million in venture funding, and their valuation is right in the ballpark of $200 million.
Yeah, pretty cool to see these other instances, and these are just, you know, a couple drops
in
the bucket.
Yeah.
Of these, this functional soda space. I think it has something to do with people looking for alcohol alternatives, right? Something that'll make you feel good, and you don't. There's no guilt associated with drinking it like traditional soda might have, but it's still also a tasty, refreshing beverage.
True. Yeah, I mean, just lower calorie and better health all around. The taste without the sugar, you know, it all makes sense. It's a great trend to hop on.
Yeah. And both of those companies we highlighted have pretty strong social media presences. They're, you know, viral in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly how viral or just how strong the footprint is for Odyssey, but I'm sure they're doing something in that space. Same deal with Liquid Death, right? It's mm-hmm. all about getting that traction through social media. Now let's close out this segment with pricing. So a 12-pack of Odyssey beverages costs about $36, which is not bad at all, about $3 a pop. If you consider it your daily cup of coffee, right, there's that 222-milligram mm-hmm. Drink, which is more than your necessary daily intake of caffeine. That also includes, obviously, all the mushroom powder and other functional ingredients in there, right, the ginseng, green tea extract, and L-theanin. So when you think about it, just for the cost of a cup of coffee, it's worth it. But you're also getting these additional beneficial supplements that come along. And like I mentioned at the top, I liked using lion's mane, but it was just too expensive a habit to keep mm-hmm. going, honestly. So if you think about it like that, it's your coffee plus it's a couple of your daily supplements. I think it's a pretty justifiable cost.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can also liken it to like AG1 from Athletic Greens.
Right.
Similar price, just about, like if you break it down on a per serving basis. Same sort of idea, you know? So yeah, I think there's a lot of comparisons we can draw. It's this overall trend that we're noticing. And I think one of the first, maybe the first company we've covered that's sort of doing this. We've certainly covered food and drink in the past, but this one was cool.
Yeah, and also another notch in the belt for the trend of mushrooms getting into the venture space, right? We've covered mycelium and like mushroom meat alternatives. We've covered it as like a material that's
mm-hmm.
used in
mushrooms.
Yeah, mushrooms and mycelium. It's pretty remarkable, the rise of mushrooms within venture capital. I mean, we keep finding new uses for it.
Yeah. Out of any food.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mycelium delirium.
Here we go again.
All right, our second company of the day. This is an update.
Woo!
Haven't had one of those in a little bit. Maybe we have, but only a handful in Pill Folio history.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Better, which just announced $15 million in funding bringing their valuation to $375 million. Super impressive. Round was co-led this time by Harmony Partners and 10X Capital, the two new investors on the cap table here. And they also had participation from three large existing investors that we covered last time.
So we last covered Better back on episode 81 after they had just raised a $35 million Series A2. Mm-hmm. So about 30 episodes since their last fundraise. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's the best we've seen. Yeah.
Interesting to see them raising a $15 million round this time, but we won't dig too deep into the details there. But as a refresher, a little bit of background on Better. The company was founded in 2022 by Joey Levy and Jake Paul. Jake Paul, strong social media presence, highlights some trends that we've noticed and talked about in the past, just having like a big influencer behind the brand. Mm-hmm. And so Better is a leading sports gaming and sports media company focused on enhancing the consumption of sports through entertainment. Their products are catered towards young, casual sports fans with their simple interface and fast micro betting. Very, mm-hmm. you know, TikTok comes to
generation.
Mind. Yeah, Goldfish, like just...
Wired AirPods.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, with their simple interface and fast micro betting, enabling Better to capture more of the under-penetrated online gaming addressable market.
Yeah, a big addressable market.
Totally.
And so where they began was with a beta version of online sports betting product, which only offered micro betting markets such as like the next football play in a game or what the next pitch will be in baseball. Just very quick hitters. And they also launched a real money daily fantasy sports product called Better Picks, which is available in 24 states. Plans moving forward now. So coinciding with this round, they're looking to launch their V1 sportsbook with full sportsbook capabilities ahead of 2024 football season, NFL football.
Football.
As well as their iGaming vertical with the launch of Better Casino by the end of this year.
Okay, some exciting developments there. Mm-hmm. As for their media division, Better Media, it is the fastest growing sports betting media brand in the United States, as they've grown to over 2.5 million followers, 2.6 billion impressions, and 140 million engagements across its social channels since publicly launching back in August 2022. The media company is able to effectively reach and engage its audience at scale, given the large social media following, coupled with its unique combination of in-house media talent and production, with an emphasis on original, short-form video content. Again.
It's a perfect storm.
Yeah, this day and age, it's all about short-form video content, keeping people engaged, you know, catering to the younger generation's potentially shorter attention span.
Yeah, and combine that with... I can't ever distinguish between Jake and Logan. I don't know the difference. Combine that with Jake Paul's just following and brand alone, and that's just fuel on the fire.
Exactly.
So it's really cool. Like you said, a trend we noticed, but just combining sports and these other trends of short form and just quick hitters.
Influencer, social media.
Yeah, it's like a lot of things culminating, and it makes sense why they've grown this valuation so quickly. I do wonder about the $15 million and that being such a small percentage of the valuation. So it also coincided with them bringing on a couple of industry veterans. So maybe it was just a chance to bring those folks in, kind of make an announcement type of thing, get back in the news. And so they're going to help really take Better to new heights with that leadership.
Yeah, maybe just a little boost to get that V1 sports book up off the ground in time. I mean, the football season is 4, 5, 6 months away, so they got a pretty tight timeline there. And then one last thing we wanted to note about Better is that 10X Capital was an investor in DraftKings, so they're very familiar with the space. And they have identified Better as having similar qualities, but with a new approach and massive new market opportunity, which we've covered at length at this point already. But again, catering to that young casual sports fan who always wants to be in on the action, right? Guess the next pitch, the next play in football.
It's also just the rise of sports betting being legalized
and
just general gambling being legalized and more readily available in person, online, everywhere you go. At the games, even sometimes now, like it's that is a trend also. Like we should definitely be mentioning that one because it is ultimately a sports betting
and such
company.
A massive space as well. I mean, you know the big players, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, things like that. But it is just such a humongous pie that there is, even if you can, again, carve out 1% of 1% of that, you're bringing in a lot of money.
Grandma's been busy.
Grandma's been busy since like last Thanksgiving cooking up this pie.
Yeah. So we'll be curious to see how they continue to grow. Potential. I mean, they're on the trend for a unicorn in a handful of years, which mm-hmm. is, you know, tough to say, or not many can say that. So
yeah, better just keeps getting better.
Nice, dude. I think we're the first one to come up with that. All right. And to wrap up this week's dose, we're going to talk about ExoDigo, which just announced a $105 million Series A led by Greenfield Partners and Zeev Ventures. This round also included participation from a few others, Square Peg, 10DVC, Jibe, and National Grid Partners. And this company offers groundbreaking solutions for mapping the underground accurately and efficiently using advanced multi-sensing technology with proprietary AI.
Based out of Tel Aviv and Palo Alto, the company empowers transportation, energy, utility, and construction leaders to be able to design and build safer, smarter, and more efficiently by providing accurate subsurface intelligence to de-risk the underground. Mm-hmm. It's got a pretty ambiguous
de-risk kind of, the
to de-risk the underground. I like that. And so let's dig into the problem here. Why does this matter? Well, there are more than 20 million miles of buried pipelines, cables, and wires in the United States alone, according to the Common Ground Alliance, the CGA, of course. Mm. But that only scratches the surface.
Nice.
They also estimate more than $30 billion in costs due to hundreds of thousands of utility strikes each year.
Yeah, we had to, admittedly, we had to look up what a utility strike was, just basically when they're digging and they hit something and it just causes damage and mm-hmm. and high cost, obviously. And so you want to avoid that. And ExoDigo calculates that companies spend more than $100 billion each year on unnecessary and heavy equipment-dependent excavation and exploratory drilling to avoid that. But there's got to be a better way, right?
You'd
Meanwhile,
think.
Also, the built environment constitutes almost half of annual global CO2 emissions, making solving this issue both economic and an environmental priority.
Wow. Half of annual global CO2 emissions. That is substantial. If we can cut even a little bit of that away, that's mm-hmm. that's a big win. And so, yeah, let's dig a little deeper into ExoDigo's solution. Dig a little deeper, huh? Mm-hmm. Pretty funny, huh?
Nice.
So they provide the only complete, accurate picture of what lies beneath the surface to mitigate financial, environmental, and safety-related risks, the ones we covered. They do this by combining multiple types of powerful sensors, 3D imaging, cloud computing simulations, and, of course, a proprietary AI platform. Mm-hmm. And using this combination of technology, the company fuses massive amounts of data together into one easy-to-read map so that companies can see risks and assets underground. They typically locate 20 to 30% more utility lines than premium locators, and reduce preliminary digging and drilling by up to 90%. So construction teams only excavate where necessary.
Big time environmental and financial implications there. We love a good, what did Rod Levin call it? The double bottom line?
Yeah.
Kind of a double bottom line
scenario there. It's a double
bottom
line situation.
Good impact and a massive opportunity. And they've had big success so far with some legit clients. Just to name a few, Houston Metro, Texas. Oh, yeah.
How yeah.
Israel Electric Corporation, LA Metro, PG&E, many more massive companies mm-hmm. in the space. So they're already on a good trajectory. Now a little bit more on the plans for growth. So their CEO and co-founder, Jeremy Sward, asserted in a quote from their press release, which we've linked in the show notes. Encourage you reading that. But this was of note to me when we were going through it. He said that some companies crawl before they walk before they jog, right? Seems logical. Whereas they've been sprinting, he says, since the very beginning and are showing no signs of letting up. So this is like Usain Bolt going for a marathon in 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's like they say it's a marathon, not a sprint. Well, what if you sprint your marathons?
Yeah. Didn't consider that, did they? Which, you know, is admirable, but you're gonna break stuff. You're gonna. Yeah. It's just a different strategy. So,
yeah. I'd say it's part of the picture for a disruptive, innovative company, right? Move fast and break things. Certain things you'll learn along the way. Time will be wasted. Things, you know, money will be burned. But in the end, you're finding a, you know, you're progressively moving closer towards that target market and target solution, product market fit. And it seems like that's what they're doing here with Exodigo.
They've got to move fast. Obviously, they've identified that's going to be the strategy that will win in this market. They've got seemingly good technology with that technological moat, but maybe they feel they can really move quickly with it. So
yeah, and it's a big data play. We talked a little bit about that before. They collect over 500 gigabytes of data per scanned acre and are continually evolving their algorithms to more accurately identify and categorize underground hazards and assets. And so again, looking forward, they plan to use this fresh capital to increase the depth, accuracy, and precision of their scans as they readily integrate the latest advances in physics and sensor technology.
More data, better technology, mm-hmm. constantly evolving, and they're staying ahead of the game
yeah.
with any competitors out there. We didn't see much about competitors. I think they're really the first mover here. So hence why they're running. They just want to, but you know, slow and steady may win the race. We'll see. But lastly, we wanted to highlight a little bit of what they're going to be targeting in terms of geography. A shift in focus to growing in Europe, specifically with UK, France, and Italy, while continuing their market leadership in Israeli and US markets.
Mm-hmm. And I think to wrap this up, we should speculate like we like to do out
Ooh,
here.
Get a little froggy.
You and I identified a potential business case here. I'm not sure if this is already part of the plans. If not, then we're giving Exodigo a free game here. Take and run. Just give us a little kickback.
Sprint.
But if you, take it and sprint. If you can accurately scan and predict what's underground, I imagine there is a massive potential use case here with oil drilling, right? I feel like I'm no oil expert, but I feel like a lot of time and money and machine and manpower is spent digging in these different potential oil fields, identifying if it's, you know, actually going to have oil or not. And so if you can have a company like this that's just processing massive chunks of data pretty quickly, and you can quickly get to the bottom of if there's oil and if this is worth digging mm-hmm. in, feels like a potential use case that could be, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, oil and gas is such a monumental industry.
It is, and you talk about environmental impact, right? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, but that's probably a whole different ballgame if I had to guess, like
it may
in terms
be
of the sensing technology, like finding objects in the ground. I don't know. I mean, but if anyone could do it, they've got kind of the expertise, the sensors, the algorithms, right? Who knows?
Yeah, it may be a totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
You're right. But just had a funny image of like Exodigo is basically like that man on the beach with a metal detector who's walking around, except the metal detector is like way more powerful. They're just looking for pipes and utility wires and everything like that. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Next evolution.
I love it. This is a modern day venture-backed metal detector. They probably won't like that idea, but anyway.
We gave them one good idea,
yeah,
so we'll call
it
even.
There you go. It evens out. Regression to the mean today for the pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
another good dose in the books. We got South by Southwest in our midst right now. So always good energy here. We're not getting quite out there as we did last year, but we're going to be seeing some folks coming in and some fun interviews to come with some of the folks we're reconnecting with, so stay tuned.
Yeah, some palpable energy brewing here in Austin. I'd say we're right on the cusp. Today's kind of the first day. Maybe it's Thursday before the first weekend.
By the time this comes out, we will have been to so many events.
Yeah.
Shaking hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
But what's great about all that hard work we put in last South by Southwest and just over the course of the pod is we now have a bunch of founders that we're either proactively reaching out to you know, get back in touch with, maybe it's just grab drinks with. And I also have a feeling and strong confidence that we'll just bump into people. Like that's kind of what happened with Brett mm-hmm. Martin from Kumo Space last year, just walking mm-hmm. around, bumped into him. Oh, what's up, man?
I already saw the startup crawl. There's a couple folks that we've been in touch with. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just awesome. If you ever want to come to Austin and you're in the startup scene or tech, or for that matter, it's so much music and film too. It is just a cool thing to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Takes over the whole city. There's something around literally every corner. Free stuff, free food, free drinks, free events in addition to what's paid for. So if you're trying to come out, I know it's a little late at this point, but at some point in the future, just let us know. You know, we can give you the scoop.
Yeah, and let's also look into the magic orb here. 2 years ago, South By was very blockchain crypto-based. Last year, understandably, very AI-based. This year, more of the same with AI.
And crypto.
Something new, a little bit of both.
Everything.
A little bit of everything. I'm wondering what the big focus is. I think it's seemingly still going to be AI, just because that's not cooled down in the venture market, I'd say. But It's always interesting to kind of get a feel for what's the newest buzz.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be both, I think, which is crazy. Hopefully no banking crises this time.
That was not great. Yeah. Put a little damper on the weekend.
Yeah, a little bit. Some people had a scare. But yeah, it should be fun. We'll catch you guys next week. Hopefully we're not too tired.
As always, thanks for listening. Take care, y'all.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another dose of Startups and Venture Capital. And as always, we appreciate our pilgrims spreading the word about the show. Share with your friends and help someone else make the pilgrimage. See you next time. She told me that she only bumps my music when she's lonely. Thinks my vibe's a little low-key, okie-dokie, that's all right, but...